We are back. Davin's then on the break. That was DJ Combo. The first song was DJ Combo with his single Katana. And second song was Artenovum with Virus to Heaven. That was Joe thought that would be good for aquariums.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good. Like, oh, here comes the stingray.
Yeah. I thought it
I'll bring it with me to Atlantis this year.
I'll just stick around me. Oh, I love that song. I was like a chick in a dance. I love that song.
It'll be like the Carly Simon song. You're so vain. I wonder which stingray this is really about.
Yeah, right.
I'll never tell.
There'll be a couple of fish. Honey, they're playing our song.
You swam around to the other side of the tank. But
yeah, that was a little too far. But anyway,
if
you
were born that,
if you want to learn more about either of those artists, go to khb-music.de. khb-music.de. All right, let's do some Andrew Jackson stuff, shall we?
Yeah.
Explain this real quick, Pip. Real quick.
Well, you know what? Ann Jackson is one of those people that believes that she's an expert on hunting down the scammers and exposing them. But what we have been talking about for a couple of years, listening to her exploits, is whether she is somebody who is one of the horrible victims, or you know, a victim that's been taken in by these horrible people, or if she's one of the people that is helping them along and getting new victims for them.
All right, Pip, what are the topics? We like to play a game with this.
We do. The topics are, we love Mr. Davin.
Yes, you do.
Yes. Our second topic is Ball Blasting Blue, when the text comes out in Ball Blasting Blue.
Yes.
And our third, we haven't done this one for a long time, but it's one of our favorites, Fuck You.
Fuck who?
Fuck you.
Me?
No, fuck you.
Okay, I think I got it now.
Yeah, okay.
I think that's really in the category. I think she was just upset, Joe.
So what do you think, Joe?
I'm going to go with 5 Mr. Davins.
Okay.
I will go with 3 Ball Busting Blues.
Ooh.
And put me down for 7 Fuck Yous.
Are you sure? I mean, they spoil. Are you going to get through 7 Fuck Yous, Joe? They only last about 3 or 4 days, these Fuck Yous.
I can definitely guarantee you 7 Fuck Yous.
I can just rattle
from Davin during the segment.
I can do it right now before we start the segment. I'm sure I have reason.
Oh well, the break just before.
No. Oh, that's funny.
That's what happened during the short break.
Lisa, you're gonna have to chime in with how many Mr. Davins, how many Ball Busting Blues. Oh, here she is. She has 4 Mr. Davins, 2 Ball Busting Blues, and 0 Fuck Yous. Interesting strategy. I'm about to sneeze.
Bless you. That
thank
usually chases
you.
It away.
Oh, man.
Wait, if you say God bless you before somebody sneezes, the sneeze hibernates. It comes out as a fart 3 hours later.
So what do you say then?
That's Mr. Helix's problem. That's what I say then.
Yeah, we're home snoozing.
He just set him up for that. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's not my issue.
I'm going to say.
I don't think you could say God bless you. You never know when somebody's about to fart, so there's no way to send that back to deliver.
No.
Isn't it awkward when somebody, you think somebody just sneezed and they really coughed, you say God bless you, and they're like, I coughed. It's like,
my
well, then
mother,
fuck you. What do you want me to say?
My mother used to do that and scold me. That was a cough. I'm like, all right.
All right, then God curse you. Jeez.
Pick up the latest edition of Nettie Today. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Well, that's your fault.
It was, yes.
Sorry. Didn't see the song.
I think Donald Trump said that loser paper Nettie Today because they had an unfavorable article about him.
Trump would love Nettie.
No, but they was not a fan of the paper.
Yeah.
the soon-to-be bankrupt Nettie Today.
Poor Nettie. All right, so I'm going to say 7 Mr. Davins, 1 Ball Busting Blue, and 3 Fuck Yous.
Game on.
So there we go.
Game on. Mr. Davin!
Uno!
When were you turning away to sneeze? Suck it up, Buttercup.
No, I was going to blow my nose.
Blasted snot all over. Shut up, stupid. Let her turn her head.
We just took a break. She couldn't do that then?
Because it comes up. It comes up spur of the moment.
It came up now.
Snot isn't the boogeyman. It doesn't sneak up on you.
Snot all over, stupid.
She knew snot was coming. We had took a lengthy break. She could have worked that out. She was yapping with you. It's your fault.
Because you don't know. It's not my fault. How the hell do I know a sneeze?
Know.
How the hell does
stop
she
talking
know?
To her.
Your face, Reed.
Stop talking to her.
Stop talking to her.
She's not that interesting. You heard the first part of the show. We're talking about a Nissan Versa. Are you coming back to us now, sweetie? You done?
I could be.
Christ. There's always something oozing out of that girl.
Oh, yeah. There's about 12 gallons of snot in that tissue.
Oh, yeah. My head's bleeding again, too, by
your
the way.
Your head is bleeding, and
yeah.
I can club you like a baby seal.
I have to go to the doctor about
you
this.
Think?
You're really
yeah,
about
I
not
do.
Now
try
you
not to wear your try not to wear your cat pee pants on the way.
I'll just wait till I hemorrhage some more, and then I'll make the call.
I parts.
You know when,
that were
you know
going
when she's
going
to hemorrhage? You know her. She's going to hemorrhage at 4:30 p.m. on a Tuesday. I'm gonna get a text message. I'm hemorrhaging. I'm going to be pissed. You couldn't do this.
Yeah, and then you'll blame me. You should have been more adamant about her going to the doctor.
Well, now you have your marching orders. You can't say you don't know.
Yes,
you just
sir.
Said it.
Will you see the doctor? Yeah, this dumbbell on the other end of it.
It's not my fault she's hemorrhaging.
No, I'm not hemorrhaging. I'm oozing.
You're disgusting.
I know.
Christ. Puss looks at you, goes, yuck.
I'll ooze from somewhere else. I'll take my oozing somewhere else. Good day, madam.
Good day, madam, yes.
Oh, you are.
I know. It's a mess. It's a mess. But you don't have to live with it. I have to live in it.
You
can
imagine.
You know
what? A chick that brings her own lubricant, not as good as you'd think.
Yeah.
But they come prepared.
Not that kind.
Yeah. Nobody wants their penis looking like the Jolly Green Giant, Joe.
You know what I have to say? Bad head.
My dick looks like an asparagus.
Does it make your pee smell bad, too?
You turn my pee into you turn my penis into asparagus.
It's niblet.
Let me ask you. Do you
it's that's funny, but it would have been. It could have been funnier at a different spot.
Why don't you workshop it on the island this weekend, stupid? Get back to me. Let me know what you and the boys in that green room of governors thought of it. Asshole.
I first wanted to know. You asked him if his pee smells bad. Does your pee smell good?
Doesn't smell like asparagus.
Okay.
Unless I eat asparagus.
Okay.
Then it smells like asparagus.
Yeah. If you're healthy, pee shouldn't smell at all. It's only when you eat something potent that it smells.
Hmm. Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Or impotent.
No funny coming out of us.
I know. You
shouldn't say funny. You should say silence.
You've been on a boat. Boat's going smooth. And then the prop just snaps. And then you just like sit, everything's like, you're just floating.
No, I got
everybody's quiet going, what the fuck just happened here?
I got one better for you. You know what she is? She's the rogue wave of comedy. Everything was going smooth, and then all of a sudden, like a huge 50-foot wall of yuck saturated us.
She even scarfed snot rigs from the Tropicana. Right.
She's the Yule log of comedy and the rogue wave of comedy.
And apparently the tribe's got to nail everything down when she comes
really?
By.
Really? You came with, like, Tropicana? Yeah.
Well, there were extra napkins. I shoved them in my purse because I'm leaking out of someplace all the time.
You look at the back of the
buy some Kleenex, you beast!
I do!
Look at the back of her car. There's an old comedy stop sign she stole from inside, sorry, kids, had to say it.
They won't be using this, and I can decorate my bedroom. Right. We need a flashing light so Mr. Helix knows I'm open for business.
Yeah, Kephart won't need this anymore.
Him and the comics that weren't paid. Anyway.
More inside comedy.
Oh, did I speak the truth? I did.
Oh, no.
Anyway.
Are you ready, Sneezy?
Yes.
You are vile. Anyway. Got our first Mr. Davin. No one will believe in this because this is fucking lies. This is 419 scam. He is fucking idiot criminal who's trying to kill me. See, Jennifer's saying the funds will take 72 hours. I never get any money. This kind of idiot funds is fucking 419 scam. Truth. So, right.
What's a 419 scam again?
It's the penal code for Nigerians for scamming.
Okay.
So the criminality is...
It's 419 in the Nigerian penal code.
For being scammer in general.
Yeah, just I guess fraud, cybercrime, whatever.
Okay, thank you.
Fax crime, as it were, back in the day. Pony Express.
Fax crimes. Rubbing two sticks together crimes.
I'll have to tell you guys another time when I remember, but I did an Indian birthday party, and there was a Nigerian man, and we had a lovely conversation. But that's for another time.
All right.
It's good that I know so much about his country now. All the bad shit.
All the bad things.
Anywho, I digress. Jennifer got the accident. Same as the pattern in Scotland. This is never-ending payment. I never get money back. See how much money does Morris Mariba ask? Now, Morris Mariba is the lawyer.
Right.
The lawyer in England that's going to work this all out for her.
Oh, yes.
Yes, yes.
Mariba. Mm-hmm.
And this email comes from Dr. Melvin Santos of the United Nations to Anne.
Sure does.
Attention. Mrs. Ann Jackson, we have not responded to your email since the over 120 days now. It is due to the investigation that we are taking to protect you and your funds. Your funds are well intact. Because, you know, when you do an investigation, don't tell anybody. Yeah, let the clock run.
Yeah, really.
But
120
they're okay,
days.
Your funds are intact. They weren't separated in the crash.
Yeah.
Your funds are in Malaysia, which is always where you want your funds.
Oh, God.
And the good news is, it's flying it over on one of their airliners.
Oh, Joe. You mean they're missing?
Yeah.
Your funds, much like MH370, will never be found.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That's sad. Your funds are in Malaysia, which was moved to the Hung Leong Bank. Your response is highly needed so you can send your account details for your funds to be transferred into your bank account in Japan. Finax, Dr. Santos.
Finax.
Finax. Who is time for spelling? No. We need a response urgently.
Come on, the UN is big business. Rush, rush, rush.
So she responds, or she writes to me, this is the funds in Yorkshire Bank, PLC. See what this fucking bank lawyer said? Oath, affidavit, tax, and so on. Finally, I never get any money back. Lies, 419 scam. Mm-hmm. She's on board.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's all clicked in.
Sure.
I think we're good to go.
For a moment.
Yes. Now, this comes from her adopted daughter, Jennifer.
Oh, boy.
Mommy Ann.
Oh boy!
That was the Brendan Fraser Mummy movie that was not released. It was called Mummy Ann. Yes, I don't know.
It's just this relationship is I don't understand. Out of all of this in this whole menagerie of nonsense,
are you talking about the show or this segment?
This segment.
Okay.
One of the things that just perplexes me is the relationship between her and the door.
Well, obviously they figured she'd want to be a mother figure, and they just handled it like they would a love interest, because the love interest wasn't working out. They built a very rapid affection, mm-hmm. you know, and loving relationship. Because, you know, a scammer doesn't wait and play hard to get.
Yeah, but she's
my scammers do.
But yeah, yours does.
Jennifer's a horrible woman. She's awful. But then, you know, the next thing, Mummy, you know, she writes a Mummy ad.
Well, we haven't heard Ann's response to all this yet.
That's true.
Mummy Ann, the funds will take 72 hours to get to Japan. Are they swimming? I don't understand.
It's not a freighter? What?
It's a wire transfer.
I know. I don't understand that either.
You know what? I would say, really? But you ever see how long it takes Easy Pass to get you? If you put something on a debit card, and it's like, wait 3 days. It's
oh, really?
It's like, why?
Oh, Easy Pass. If you put something on Easy Pass, let's say you put it on the card today, and you have a zero balance, and you and it'll debit at your account. They might not note it for another day or so.
I don't know. My dad say you will send money to me. I need medicines. Please help. Please, Mummy, help me.
Well, you got beamed by a truck crossing the street. So I guess.
Really, it's like, I need many opiates.
Yes.
Your daughter, Jennifer.
Yeah.
Much like the scammer say, you're my wife or I'm your husband.
Yeah. Right.
They build this relationship
up out of nowhere into all of a sudden you're very, very intimate.
Right. This comes from Barrister Morris Mariba. Mrs. Ann, Yorkshire Bank has wired the funds into your bank account. It will take 72 hours to be processed. I am thinking like there's like a vacation in Scammerville, and everybody's like, listen, we're just going to take 70. We're going to go out. We're going to play tickle the yak. We'll be back in 72 hours.
we really need a break. We have to kick back with some beers.
We're going to load up the yak, go to town.
By the way, tickle the yak sounds like something that should be in Boozy or Floozy.
It really does.
We need to create like what a tickling the yak. I think tickling the yak is taking your pinky, growing out your nail a little bit,
ooh,
and tickling the undercarriage of your man. I think that would be called the tickling the yak.
I want to know what's going to be in the drink though.
Well,
scary.
It's Boozy or Floozy.
Oh, okay. Well, I want to order tickle the yak.
That's vomit
at the bar.
It's like, a chunky drink. You're going to need a spork.
That's tickle the yak.
But doesn't that sound like a good sexual act, to tickle the yak?
Tickle the yak.
Last night I brought her home and she tickled the yak. And then I gave her an angry dragon.
It actually sort of sounds like tickling the yak. It sort of sounds like when you choke on something that's in your throat too far, and then you throw up.
Oh, that could be when a man shoves his phallus into your throat too much, trying to choke you. Some guys like that.
Tickle the yak.
And then what you do is you tickle like his Adam's apple to get him to release.
No. You tickle the yak response.
Oh, the uvula.
Yeah.
Oh. The tickle. All right. Well, you guys can let me know what you come up with. What do you think is a better way for
more
tickling?
Homework? All right.
More tickle.
It's like class. It's the end of class. It's like, oh, good, good. Well, now we want to look, and I think it'd be a great idea if somebody finds an article on Washington. Great.
Great. Really. Mr. Davitt already gave us a chapter to read. Now we have more shit to tell.
I gave you nothing on Washington, just on tickling the yak.
And
you both have significant others. Work it out with your Fitbits or your porn bits, whatever the hell it is.
Bang bit.
Is that what it is? It's a
bang fit.
A bang fit.
Bang fit.
Yeah. Oh, we're only banging bits, but now we're going to bang fit.
Yeah, banging bits because it sounds small. Nobody wants to use that.
No, not a little bit, no.
Where's my bang bit? I don't know. Get a microscope, stupid.
You want bang a lot. Yeah. Bang Huge.
If I was a rapper, that's what we call Sir Bang a Lot. Yeah. I'm Sir Bang a Lot, yeah, in the house. Sir Bang a Lot is in the house.
Well, we don't have to worry about you being a rapper now.
That's right. Go through Manhattan to BX. Sir Bang a Lot is here.
Oh God! It sounds like.
Are you like a British like lead singer of an '80s band who took up rap for one album? Is
no,
that
no,
what
no.
It, that's the bio. You read it. Good.
No, it's the Beastie Boys' dad.
No, that's my. He read my. But he's got me. That's
I win.
That's my bio.
Okay. Now go blow your nose.
I have to.
Ugh, here we go.
Yorkshire Bank has wired funds into your bank account. It will take about 72 hours to be processed. Regards, Barrister Morris.
Why would they take this chance? And, I mean, I know they've lied to her all along, but why
Well,
are
they're
they...
telling her, they're giving themselves 3 days.
Yeah, but
to
why
horse
are they
around?
Putting this short leash on themselves and saying 72 hours? Because now with 72 hours, when it doesn't actually happen, then they have to come up with a new story. Why?
Oh, I think they got stories.
72 hours to think of one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They workshop it.
Yeah.
They go to governors. They sit in the green room. Joe's going on about tickling a yak, and the scammers work out the issues.
Okay.
Dear Mummy Ann, I am writing you this mail from the hospital. I am very weak, spelled W-E-E-K.
Let's see what happens in 7 days.
I've got truck tire tracks going over my abdomen.
The doctor tried to tickle my yak. My head is bleeding. I am very weak and I...
what she wrote or you ad-lib?
I ad-lib.
Oh, okay.
That's a good ad-lib. You don't know if it's part of the script or not.
Yeah, it is. I don't know what the hell they're doing.
What you couldn't see on the if you're listening, I raised my hand.
Yes. I am very weak, and I got news from my dad that you will help me. And next time you say you cannot help me, please, Mummy, I need your help. The funds are there, and I have witnessed it. And I have witnessed it. Apparently,
get, get rid of that lisp while you're in the hospital, too.
Leave Sylvester alone. I'm very happy to get you as a mom. Please help me. Yours sincerely, daughter Jennifer.
That truck ran over her lip.
Yeah, really.
Mrs. Ann, I will never lie to you. News has just reached me now that Jennifer Green was hospitalized at the hospital yesterday morning.
At the hospital. We brought her to the deli. They couldn't do shit for her there.
They made her take a number. We didn't have that type of time to wait. But we did get some nice Munster for the ride to the hospital.
With the hospital, we go, they were rushed to the hospital. Anybody ever moseyed to the hospital?
Yeah, I know.
You know?
Classic bit.
Yeah.
Joe's going into the archives to work in a bit from 2003 into today's comedy show. Go on, Joe. I know the bits. I've seen the bits. None of those pushy heart attack victims.
But you haven't banged the bit.
I have not banged the bit. Jennifer Green was hospitalized at the hospital yesterday morning. She got an accident when going to Western Union.
That's the famous accident. They're referencing the famous accident.
The accident again?
Oh, God.
I am not a liar, and I think I've had enough of your insult. I am trying to reach her father now. Take care, Barrister Morris.
She obviously must have said, hey, you liar.
And then this is an email from Morris Mariba, the barrister, to Anne. And his email address.
Does he wonder if he works at Starbucks?
Why?
Is he barrister? He's a barrister.
Oh God!
You expected better.
I didn't know. I didn't read that one.
You're new.
Yeah.
We'll give you a handbook at the end of the show.
Yeah, apparently, the head wound is doing more damage than we anticipated.
I need a scorecard.
When she blew her nose. She blew her brains out. You're Pay attention, stupid.
I could blow my brains out here.
Anyway. So this comes from Morris Mariba. His email address, esqmorris@consultant.com.
Of course it is.
ESQ. Yes. Sure.
And this is dated Thursday, June 6, 2013.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry to interrupt you. But ESQ Morris, like I'm Lawyer Morris. You know, that's not it. That's his first name.
Yeah, isn't the ESQ after the name?
Maybe
it
he's
is.
A big fan of the cat.
But it's like.
Yes, but.
Yeah.
But everything's backwards here. They put the dollar sign in the wrong place all the time.
His name is Morris Mariba, and he goes, I'm Lawyer Morris, basically.
Well, I'm Morris, time for litigation. I'm going to sue the shit out of these people.
If you were around in the 1970s, you got that reference.
Well, let me dredge it out. You mentioned the Morris thing.
I did, and you put the cherry on top of the shit pile. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate that. It was a very good Morris the Cat caller impersonation. You can add that to your list.
You brought up the reference.
I did.
I didn't bring it out of nowhere.
No.
No. No. Very good. Thursday, June 6, 2013. Please send the money or the funds will be freezed.
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 Freezed frame. Mrs. Ann, the bank was completing all document work in your name. Now they say you've gotten the affidavit of oat in your name. Who's got time for H's?
Not Fran.
You'll be regular soon.
What? You'll be poor, but your cholesterol will be low, too.
You'll have low heart rates. Yeah. You'll be very pleased.
Yours in fiber, yeah. Esquire oh, Morris.
That is was still on Mr. Jimmy Jones' name.
Can you read that again, please?
That is was still.
Exactly.
It's like word salad.
It totally is.
That is was still on Mr. Jimmy Jones' name, so I have to fight to change it. That is why I have not replied to email. The fees for the affidavit of oat is so it wasn't a typo.
This is a whole grain.
Is this being
Here's a piece
by
of
a
paper
horse?
Stating it.
That's Mr. Ed clumping away on the keyboard. Now, there we go.
Hold on. That's not going to be fun doing it, but I'll do it anyway. Hold on there, Wilbur. You know, he died. Wilbur.
The horse?
No, Wilbur died yesterday, 96 years old.
The man.
I didn't know he was still alive.
Yeah, he was.
Did they make him into glue too?
Alan Young.
Well, no, apparently not.
Not so
96.
Much. 96, yes.
Huddle a race till you.
No, at that age, they're just crunchy.
Yeah.
All bone.
Bitch
they're
too
just
far.
Crunchy.
You should take my comedy class.
Somebody's got to go.
We've actually gotten a pretty good response already. Right. You can learn some things. Anyway, the fees for the affidavit of oat is $650. I have no money. Thanks, Barrister Morris.
Lisa says quinoa. Yeah.
Mrs. Ann, the whole money with me now is 60,000 Japanese yen. I do not have any money to complete it. I told James yesterday, please send 10,000 Japanese yen to complete. Mrs. Ann, I do not, one word, no space, know what you were thinking about me, but I know I am giving you my words that as soon as...
Yeah, and all of them are full of shit.
Kind of like corn stuff.
Yes.
I'm giving you my words that as soon as the 70,000 Japanese yen is complete, the funds will be in your bank account this week, surely. Eric is in a critical situation now, and he needs proper medical care. Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
Apparently now that's her responsibility, too. Yeah, of course, Eric is part of the Interpol.
Yeah, and everybody there is in the hospital. She has to pay the
They're
bills.
They're all in the hospital
yeah,
now.
Right?
They're like the Three Stooges, these guys.
Well, at least you can send all the money to one place.
Right. They're all in the hospital, all the assholes.
They're all in one ward, shit. You know.
I've sent mail to Mr. Brown.
They're all scammers in a scam. They're all in the same fucking ward.
Sitting along bed.
With
bed,
their
bed.
Laptops.
Nurse Anne is in there.
Oh, God.
Handing out bed
Well, pads. In this busy society, you don't have time to take off for illness. You work through it.
Yeah, right.
Shit.
Mrs. Ann, this is not my fault this time.
Not this time.
I received the sum of 41,000 Japanese yen from Mr. Eric. 41,000 Japanese yen. Mr. Eric was shot this morning, and he's been rushed to the hospital in Singapore. I need 29,000 Japanese yen to complete the fees and proceed to the telex department. Please do your best. I already informed Mr. Miller. Regards, Barrister Morris.
Barrister Morris, he has to use his title and his first name.
Yes.
It's like, Comedian Devin, I have a question.
That's how I bring him and brought to stage, Comedian Devin.
Comedian Devin.
Mrs. Ann, I have listened to you and I have $10,000 to help so that funds can come out. I really understand your plight. I'll be waiting for the payment details so that your funds will be transferred tomorrow. Regards, Barrister Morris. Mrs. Ann Jackson, please do not call me that. I don't know what it was, but I'm sure it wasn't good.
I know, we're not getting her response in between.
Why bring my mother into this? Yeah.
Or my genealogy. I don't understand.
I don't even have a yak to tickle. Really, woman, be reasonable.
Please don't. That's so funny.
Don't
Thank God, what did she call him?
That's so great.
Oh, please don't call me that.
Just their side of the conversation.
Yes.
Is
oh, because you know how it went. Well, please don't call me.
Yes.
Try to use reason here, woman.
Please don't call me that. That's how they start the letter.
Oh, that's like Davin reading something back from me. All right, this is back from Joe. No, I'm not some kind of an asshole. I don't. You know what?
Please don't call me that.
Right. Please don't call me that.
Yeah, but if I said that to Joe, I'd get it. He'd call it back, and this time he'd capitalize in bold.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. In bulbous and blue.
Please do not call me that. I have secured all documents, and the bank has signed to release your total amount since last 2 years. This is why you will pay the sum of 70,000 Japanese yen. I am so sorry not to ask very well, but but now I am 100% sure that the total funds will be released by tomorrow once the fees are paid. I will be there with Jennifer. Regards, Barrister Morris.
She's out of the hospital?
No, I think he's going to the hospital.
I think he got hit by something.
He's in there, too, or whatever.
Dear Mrs. Ann Jackson, I am just coming from the bank now, and there is a little problem with your Asian tax clearance, as luck would have it.
Oh, no, there's an Asian tax?
There's an Asian tax. Oh,
no, but I mean, they're taxed on her just because she's Asian?
I don't think
so. But the funny thing is, it was never mentioned. So it's like, so they bring it, it's like they bring it, there seems to be a little problem with your Asian tax. What?
The Asian tax?
What the hell is this?
I know, it's like, do I have Irish tax that I have to pay? What the hell?
You do. This is the only people who can stop your funds from not entering into your bank account in Japan. The Asian tax clearance is a must-obtain clearance to protect your funds not to be stopped by the Japan government or any Asian body. Bruce Lee cannot stop him.
Any Asian body.
You know, I tell you, this is like dealing
with... You Filipinos, back the fuck off!
It's like when I was settling my mother's estate, my lawyer goes to me, all right, don't yell. What about what? He goes, well, there's one more thing that has to be signed. And I'm like, well, what is it? Well, just come. He goes, what happens? The clerk of Suffolk County signs off the estate is now closed. He just signs it and he files it. I'm like, okay. Well, I go, what? $500. $500 for him to sign a clause? I told you not to yell.
Yep. You know, well, he knew you.
Yeah, but it was... Yeah, but it was.
See, once again, the public comes in contact with you.
But it's just that certain thing. There's one more thing we have to sign, you know? Like,
you know what you need? You need one of them Hannibal Lecter masks. So when you go out in public, so you can't, like, bite people.
Oh, like the way that they wrap the little thing around the dog muzzle so they can't bite?
Yes. Joe needs that.
My birthday was last month. You missed it.
Oh, damn it. We did.
Well, we figured you want to bite your nuts, so we didn't get it for you. The fees is 70,000 Japanese yen, and it is over for 1 year. Try to get the fees and send it urgently. After they have cleared the Asian tax, then your bank will call you immediately. Then the funds has been deposited into your bank account. Thanks, Barrister Morris. And then she sends me an email, and the subject is, you will have no way out.
Oh.
Criminal Melvin Santos.
I'm sorry, Dev, can you read that back? What was that after that with the no way out?
She's sending me a copy of the email that I'm guessing she sent to Melvin Santos.
Okay.
And it's called, so she sent this to him, to me, I'm guessing to others too.
And there's no way out?
No, well, the subject, her, you know how she likes to put
it. Oh, the subject is no way out.
Yeah,
all right, very
you will
good.
Have
sorry.
No way out.
I got you.
Criminal Melvin Santos. I believe that's on the business card.
Yeah. Oops. Yeah. Yes.
I will post you and make a video for you because of your fucking lies. How much do I pay? I never get any fucking money back.
Got a point. Got a point.
You are a...
fucking liar.
Fucking asshole.
Joe for the point.
Oh.
Nice. We should make that a category, too, every time you guess. Yeah, but then they can't complain.
Yeah, usually I do get... Oh, yeah.
Now, why are you like... Yeah. You are a fucking liar. Oh, and back to the types. And you cannot face the mess media because you are scared to get killed by the hunters.
The mess media.
I think Trump agrees.
They're all slobs with cameras.
Look at it. They're the worst. They're the worst. The look at these people.
You have no idea how much we have to mop when they're gone.
What is it, a group of you asking for quotes?
It's the mess media.
It's the mess media. I will expose every detail to the world. This is not mad for me, but the truth happened to me. You are a real criminal. Shame on you hiding. It was a question. You cannot hide forever, Anne.
Shame on you, hiding.
Hiding?
Kind of like the way she phrased that,
yeah.
though.
Yeah. What is her real name? Her name is the woman who brought all this to our attention.
Right.
More than this, I just want to say she is a...
fucking asshole.
Fucking liar.
Fucking liar. For
Beth. Oh, see, we swapped. Yeah.
She lies. She is married, and so she has another name, isn't she? Wow. I gotta read it, you gotta hear it.
I read, you decide.
It's not a decision, it's grammar.
Just yeah.
I do not lie to people. Why do I need to lie? I have nothing to hide. Why did she wanna do this to Green? What is her motif?
Early English. She likes modern contemporary in the family room though.
Very nice.
You want to post my real name, and you will not. What is going on? After posting that one, someone is trying to hack my mail again because of her. I have no evidence, but I can say she is. I can say she or her fucking group from Beg and Steal are hackers. I have no evidence, but that's not going to stop me.
You have no evidence.
But that won't stop me.
They are.
Fucking mafias.
Ooh, yeah.
No, fucking liars.
Ah.
They even do not know how to do the research.
You had to take a bite on that. That had to be that. You know.
I know.
Going back, I'd just say the same thing.
Fuck
you.
Off.
Ah.
It was a fuck tease.
Tease.
I tickled your yak.
Aren't they all? Line, yeah.
So I write to her, I doubt Beg and Steel is trying to hack you. And I said, the woman who brought this to her attention is no fan of Beg and Steel. Beg and cares not for her either. So I continue to go, this woman was your friend and trusted you. Why would she make that up? Why would she make that up about Green? It is not fair that you put scam victims' names out there for the whole public to see. It reveals that people should not trust you, as you will not give them safe harbor. Through all the pressure placed on me by people, I have never once given up who you are because you trusted me. Even when you were saying all those nasty things about me, I did not give up your name. Because you trusted me, and no matter what I thought of you and what your motives were, I did right by you. I used the right words.
What your motives were.
I have asked you to do the same for the woman who brought this to attention. I have treated you as a colleague and a friend throughout this whole process. Even when my fans were calling me a fool for even talking to you, I did what was right by you and heard you out. I have asked for nothing in return from you. This is all I have ever asked of you.
Tell! That was some of the pressure.
Yes. Mr. Davin.
Oh, two.
Two.
I am waiting for your reply about this. What is her motive? Why did she lie?
We said early English. Don't you know?
Someone agreed with me.
I
don't know what that means.
No.
I don't know what that means.
What is your motive?
What is your motive?
So-called Melvin Santos. This is me who is fighting for the victims that are suffering from the scam and lose so much money. You are hiding after using me. I am not an easy woman because I did pay lots of money, or I will show up my case files to the world. My questions are, one, where are my fucking funds?
Valid.
I paid lots of money for this funds, which destroyed my whole life.
Valid.
Two, Miller lies to me saying you will reply to me, but never. Fucking lies. You are liars. Not a question. Not a question.
Not a question.
It's a declarative statement.
Yes, you are fucking liars.
Mr. Davin.
Oh, three.
Is trying to expose everything I sent to him if you still keep silent. Again, not a question. Number four.
But interesting that, yeah. You know, that yeah. He's telling them that you're, oops, footsie. We had a moment.
And you ruined the moment. It could have just been ours to share. And you let the whole world in.
We had a moment.
You ruined it. We can't have anything nice.
But, yeah, it's funny that she's calling all these guys on the car. You know, well, mentioning you, that you're on to all of this, you know.
Well, she carbon copies on all of us. I'm sure they see.
Everybody's been CC'd.
Everybody's been briefed.
I'm surprised that you didn't see it in your email. I mean, she's written
everybody.
You know,
the funny thing is, on my day program, the fat chick gets pissed off by CC a customer on a ship date. This crazy bitch is CCing fucking scammers, dabbing everybody.
Really?
Miller's real name is James H. Miller, which is not true, who never returns money to me. Fucking liar. Again, not a question. Number five, where are the funds from victim A and C? That's a question. Shame on you, because you all choked the money from them because they go for law enforcement. Fuck you, assholes.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Did that count?
Fuck
you? Well, there's more to come, but that doesn't mean that doesn't count.
I don't know if the judges were.
I don't think so.
I don't think the judges were allowed because she usually just says "fuck you." Fuck
yeah.
You assholes is a full word. Which
yeah, you don't get that.
I don't think so.
Well, you've been overruled. Take your "fuck you" and go fuck yourself.
The judges had to put that on instant replay.
Yes.
Yeah, take your "fuck you."
No soup for snot.
Yeah.
You do not soup for you, but you're snot. You do not reply to me. I'll make a video to expose what you sent to me. I will send it back to UN. And then she sends me a copy of what she sent to victim A. Dear A, in fact, I am fighting for not only you, but myself and other victims, because they lose so much money due to scam. Truly speaking, I do go for law enforcement, and I paid lots of money for bringing my money back. I am fucking mad for what they have done to me. This is the mail I sent to UN Secretary Melvin Santos, because I am fighting for the victims. So-called Melvin Santos, which is always.
Can we stop right there for a second? Yes. She's misguided. So misguided that she just said this whole dissertation on how she's fighting. She's speaking to the UN. She's working to get all this money back, and she's dealing with people that are blatantly scamming her. And she's there that she's doing it, and it just she's not getting this.
No,
she's not getting this.
Nope. She really doesn't.
You know, and she's sitting there telling people that she's got a handle on it. She knows these people. These people are working together. And they're scammers. And she's not getting it. And this is what we've been saying during the whole thing.
Oops.
Sorry. During the whole thing about this is that she's been misleading. The saddest part about this is that she's going on as an expert and she's just been misleading these other people that are believing her.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and that sentence, it's a simple sentence, but it speaks volumes.
And then she sends victim A a copy of the email that I just read to you where she asked the five questions that aren't questions. So I think we can call it a night.
Yeah, I think that it's, you know, it's just interesting to hear, well, the succession of the emails that she sent, that she got from other people without her interjecting, you know, just one after the other,
right.
You know, them just pounding her for the money, lies, to see what she's getting on her end.
Also, we've been laughing about the whole hospital thing for, what, about a year and a half, 2 years?
Yeah.
But the whole thing about it is that that's another pressure tactic that they're using there. In a hospital,
yeah.
It's a dire situation, you know, not a dire situation, but in a hospital, we need the money. This is we need you to send this money. Kind of, you know, putting pressure on her because, look, we're not, you know, look, they're in the hospital. We need to get this money out.
Well, as we know, pressure is always the game.
Yeah.
72 hours, people in the hospital, somebody's flatlining.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always issues. I think it's a good place to stop. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so.
Call it a night. It was a very good show. I think we should leave it there.
Before we fuck it up.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. We should pat ourselves on the back and congratulate ourselves for the next 5 minutes.
We'll be blowing ourselves. Amuse yourself.
Yes.
So what were the tolls?
Okay, well, you know what? This was a very disappointing session because we only
after we just said how good it was.
No. I mean, total wise, three Mr. Davins.
Wait, hold on. I gotta stop you right there.
Yeah.
Anytime you invent Tickle the Yak, not disappointing. remind me that Tickle the Yak needs to be in the subject for this.
Tickle the Yak. Okay. I don't mean it was disappointing overall. I mean it was disappointing count wise because here we have three Mr. Davins. The closest one was Lisa with four. Mm-hmm. And then ball busting blue. Well, there were none, so the closest one was me with one. And then fuck you. Well, the closest one was Lisa with zero.
Well, Lisa wins.
So Lisa wins. She's got two out of the three. Nice. Congratulations, Lisa.
Yeah. I hope you'll think a little harder next time about your categories.
Well, going in.
You don't know.
No, I know. She was terrible. It's a disappointment.
No, the category, you know, I didn't come out very well either, but I would still stand by the categories that I went in with.
Well, the thing is that the categories, it's luck of the draw. When she's on
a
tear.
No, there's a science.
No.
You're not a believer?
No, I didn't know that there would be so many other people's emails in this one.
You have to guess the emails, the headspace she's in.
Yeah, there's a lot
batshit
going on.
You know,
yeah, well,
that would be the headspace.
Also, did you play
the
Always and Forever song before that?
Yeah.
Or the Scamba? Because sometimes the length of that song will dictate how much
I play it while we're going over the categories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that dictates that. Also,
it's a girthy song.
Amount of sheets of paper he's holding also dictates, because if he's holding a bunch of it, it's going to be a long segment, which has
more
a better
Mr. Davins usually
of to have more things in it. So
right.
It's a little strategy behind this.
Yeah, there's a little bit.
Okay, good. Let's thank some people for allowing this to transpire. Do you want to feel safe? Do you want to know that you or a loved one can protect themselves if they are ever attacked? I read that wrong. Of course, we all want that. Zombie Martial Arts is now accepting men and women for personal instruction and hand-to-hand combat and attacks by an assailant with a gun, knife, or any other weapon. Never be a criminal's easy target again. Contact Sensei Russ Ferdigo today and learn how to begin protecting yourself and your loved ones immediately. Email him at russferdico@yahoo.com. That's RussFerdico@yahoo.com. With training from Zombie Martial Arts, you can walk with confidence and not walk dead.
Which one of us?
Joe, you should know that.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but it's an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that just has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event is not just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the also popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Sidesplitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. Great show coming up July 15th, starring the very funny Joe Bronzi. I've known Joe for years. Will be a great night. Experience all the Portobello has to offer, 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or by visiting their website, PortobelloNJ.com. Hey, you deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesca's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesca's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it is still elegant. Francesca's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesca's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesca's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com.
Side-splitting Productions, all your entertainment needs. Sidesplittingproductions.com, sidesplittingproductions.com. Comedians, children's parties, murder mysteries, all that good stuff. 551-404-3094.
Sorry.
Yeah, we'll wait.
Sometimes you feel like a slice.
Sometimes I feel like I want to slice you.
Sometimes you need much more. A quick bite or a feast befitting San Gennaro. Giancarelli's Pizza and Restaurant is the place to go when you want to manja manja. Giancarelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey, features a wide variety of pizzas, including gluten-free pizza, as well as fresh seafood, succulent meats, delicious desserts, and much more. Giancarelli's is just like that great pizza parlor you grew up with. Eat in, take out, have it delivered, or have them cater your party or special event. See their complete menu on their website, www.giancarellispizzanj.com. That's www.giancarellispizzanj.com. Or call them at 973-823-9400. When you eat with Giancarelli's Pizza and Restaurant at 10 Vernon Avenue in Hamburg, New Jersey, you get wonderful food prepared by a great staff. Old world taste at a reasonable price. Nona can't always cook for you, so those nights when she can't, make her proud and eat at Giancarelli's.
All right, kids, that is the show. Good to have the unit back together again.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you guys for all listening in Radio Land, wherever you may be. Fun, we'll do this again next week.
Yes.
Have a happy Memorial Day weekend.
Yes.
Everybody, if you know a vet, that's Veterans Day. But you know
Veterans
what?
Day, even Memorial Day.
Nah, it's wrong. Don't do that. But you know what you should do if you know where...
What were you telling them to do?
Well, I was going to say thank them, but no, that's not what you do. If you know military personnel is buried, put some flowers on that grave site.
That's a good idea.
That's a good thing to do. So you guys have... Everybody has homework. Joe will be tickling a yak, and you guys will be putting flowers on their side. Everybody's got things to do.
Awesome.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, everybody, for hanging out. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.